Welcome back to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And this afternoon we have with us Rick from Baxter Soft Shells.
Very excited Rick is here. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Really good. So how was the trek in this beautiful weather?
It was terrible.
I bet the bridge was bad.
Well, actually, I live in Bowie. The rest of my family lives on the Eastern Shore, but even for me, it took a lot longer than I thought. I was crossing my fingers that I would get here.
Well, you did. We're glad to see you.
So we were talking off air for just a minute about growing up locally and crab being something of a birthright, and it's one of those funny things that if going to crab feasts and everyone has some kind of particular crab cake recipe or that neighborhood restaurant like where they make everything badly, but they probably make 2-3 things the crab meat pretty well, and then you go to eat in the rest of the world, like you go to some fancy restaurant in New York or whatever, and they'll say, well, we have this crab, blah blah blah, and they just destroy it.
That's true.
It's incredibly consistent, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And so what do you think? I mean, I guess you grew up locally as well.
I did. I was born in D.C. My family grew up on this side of the bay, and my parents retired to the Eastern Shore in 77. And about 79, my father couldn't sit still, so he started selling local oysters. And I didn't join the business until 85. My brother joined in 82, and my sister in, I think, 91.
It's
a
funny.
Family business. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I guess since about 1990, I probably started buying some soft shells from you. So that's been a little while.
It's been a long time. We went strictly soft crabs after, I think, 85. Before that, my dad sold a little bit of everything.
So what's it like to be in that business?
It's interesting. You get time off in the winter. And starting right now, really, we start to get busy. This is when the season starts in the south. Usually we run middle of March to middle of October is the season. This year we're a little late starting. We won't have our first soft crabs until tomorrow.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. And when will we start with locals, do you think?
Local crabs probably won't start until... Sometimes we see them as early as... first week in April. This year, I don't think we're going to see them until closer to Mother's Day.
Okay. And can you just tell everyone the difference between a soft crab and a hard crab?
Yeah, it's actually the same crab. The hard crab is the same crab as the soft crab, but it's got a hard skeleton. So when the crab grows, it has to shed its shell, and it actually splits open in the back, and it crawls out. I mean, arms, legs, it takes a couple hours for it to do, and it's very stressful. A lot of crabs die during the process.
That's interesting.
That's either in the wild or if they're being farmed, which is the way they're raised. And it can take a couple hours, and it is stressful on the crab.
And then it begins to grow a new shell.
It'll become a hard shell again within 2 to 4 days, depending on the temperature, salinity of the water. And usually if it goes more than 3 or 4 hours before you pull it out of the water, it's too hard to be sold as a soft crab.
So you really just have a moment and that's it.
If you shed soft crabs, you have to watch the tanks 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's an intense...
It's quite a process.
It is a process.
And the shedding cycle, is there a cycle to it? Does it have something to do with the moon or not?
Yeah, I was sort of joking about that in the promo for the show. Learn all about the cycles of the moon from Rick.
Well, they do say, the crabbers will tell you that, yeah, they catch crabs that are peeler crabs ready to shed up till the full moon. After the full moon, they start shedding. Then... when that doesn't happen, they'll tell you, well, it's on the new moon.
Okay.
So, yeah, sometimes crabs shed heavy after a full moon. Sometimes they don't.
Somehow magically, crabber stories and farmer stories are the same.
Yes.
Just one's farm in the water, one's farm in the dirt.
Pretty much is it. So.
So what's the most surprising crab dish that you've ever eaten in a restaurant? And was it a good surprise or a bad surprise?
Well... it was a good surprise. and it was unexpected. And it wasn't, it wasn't even a fine restaurant. It was a crab house. And I was eating hard shell crabs. And I opened one up, and I'm sure this has happened to other people. Sometimes you find a crab that has no meat inside. Other times you open the shell, and what you find is a crab that would have shed if it was left in the water a few hours longer.
Oh, wow.
And it was a soft crab cooked in a hard crab shell.
Wow,
it was
that's essentially amazing.
A soft crab steamed in the shell.
Steamed in its own shell.
Oh, okay, that's got to be like the goal. That's got to be the holy grail.
You're going to get a lot of chefs calling and asking for...
Can I have some of those?
Something that's ready to peel, but...
Exactly. I would have never guessed, but that was it.
Yeah, that sounds super remarkable.
What are some of your favorite ways to cook at home, the soft shells? Or is there just one way that you really deal with them?
Well, it depends on a couple of things. One, the size. Some people want only big crabs, like hard crabs. The bigger, the better. Not always the case. I like the small soft crab. I think it's tastier. I think when the crab gets bigger, you have more of the, I guess you would call it the guts, more than just meat.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the sweeter, crunchier.
It is.
Yeah, there's a right size, I sort of feel like, too.
Yeah, and I think everyone has an opinion on that. It's kind of interesting locally with that, because I prefer the small soft shells, too. I agree. You and I, of course, agree.
I think they're sweeter. Mm-hmm. And depending on the crab, sometimes I like it fried, sometimes I like it sautéed.
Okay.
If it's got a very soft shell, I like it sautéed. If the shell's not as soft as I would like, I'd rather have it fried.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel, is there a difference between the way a female and a male tastes?
They say that there's not. When a crab sheds its shell, it basically purifies its body. All the poisons and everything in it, it's left behind with the old skin from the lungs.
Okay.
And it's really like... It's kind of tasteless as far as crab goes. It's up to the chef to make it appealing.
Okay.
Now, they do say that for years people say, well, Maryland crabs are the best. And depending on where you live, they say, well, maybe so, maybe not. But I finally got an answer to that that made sense to me, that Maryland crabs might be the best. And the reason... was given to me by a chef, and he said it's a colder water animal, and in colder water it needs a higher fat content, and that makes it a
more flavorful.
More flavorful, exactly.
Well, the bay is also is a particular salinity too. It's exactly the right. It's different from the ones further along the southern coast that live in saltier, warmer waters.
That's true too, and also males and females prefer different salinities too. After crabs mate, the females will search out saltier water because they basically breed at the mouth of the bay. And the first year of their life, before they even get to be what we would call a crab, more like a shrimp or a baby lobster in their early stages,
mm-hmm.
where they also shed maybe 8 times total in those 2 stages, is lived out in the ocean.
Very good.
I wonder if they're safer there from a lot of predators. That may be part of it.
It might be, but everything eats crabs. As a matter of fact, they say that 25% of a crab's diet is crab.
Uh-oh. So. Uh-oh. They're hurting their own population.
If you have any calls for us at Former Wolf on Food and Wine, the local number is 410-662-8780. Calls on soft shells or Rick's Life Story or crab recipes from Cindy Wolf. Let us know. You can also email us if you're shy at foremanwolf at wypr.org.
Rick, what do you think is happening now with the crabbing population? I know you've seen a lot of changes because you've worked the waterways so long.
Well, I have been there for a while, and last year was probably our worst year ever or our second worst ever, and I think it was because of Sandy.
Okay.
That happened the fall before.
Mm-hmm.
And although it wasn't that bad around here, everything from Pennsylvania washed down the bay because it's the Susquehanna. And that's and it was a bad year. The year before was one of our best years.
Yes.
You have any predictions for this season after the tougher winter?
Well, that's a concern. There's a lot of old-timers that say because of the cold winter that we haven't had one for a while, that there's going to be a big crab kill. The experts aren't calling for a great year, but they're like the old-timers. They're about right, about the same amount of time as the people in the almanac are right, you know. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not. We're hoping for a good year.
Sure.
It's a little early to tell.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the peak of the season? Maybe the best time, most years, the best time to look for and to cook and to eat soft crabs?
Mostly, I would say it's the week after Mother's Day or the following week. One of those 2 weeks probably is when they're most plentiful and at the cheapest price.
So you think maybe for your Memorial Day party should be a soft crab party?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I think by the 4th of July. July is usually the worst month of the summer for soft crabs. It's when everybody's on vacation and wants them, and they're just not there.
So get to it a little bit early. Get to them in May and June.
Yes.
And then maybe let it go a little bit. But not too much, right?
Right. I guess not in my head doesn't work. Okay.
Do you sell retail? You don't. You're just wholesale, right?
We just wholesale.
Okay. Is there anywhere that you could suggest retail for people? Because I only buy them from you, so I don't know.
Different markets.
Okay.
A lot of the crabbers that I buy from sell locally to their, you know, to, as a matter of fact, they'll sell to their neighbor cheaper than they'll sell to me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. Almost any seafood market will carry them.
That's fine. They'll find them.
Yeah. So
they'll find them.
People will find. This is Maryland.
Definitely.
People will find those soft shells.
Right.
That's for sure. Who is the most unusual customer for soft shell crabs? What's the oddest call that you ever had for soft shells?
Well, the White House has called for soft crabs before.
Ooh, there you go.
It's been several years, but...
I wonder if we're doing any Hawaiian preparations of soft crabs right now Obama in the White House.
Well, we have not gotten any calls from him, but we did get some calls when Reagan and...
That's great.
George H. were in there.
You may have to get some from... I think Cindy's got a... May have a chance to cook with the president one of these days, so maybe you'll get a chance to have your soft crab served.
Yeah, well, when we got a chance to sell to them before, we weren't allowed to go to the White House. We had to go to another restaurant where the Secret Service met us, and we handpicked, like, all these dozens that they wanted and said, no, we don't want that box. We'll take the one in the bottom of the truck.
Okay.
I said, fine.
Okay.
Sounds very tricky.
Thanks for being with us, Rick. It's great to talk with you, and you're so knowledgeable, and I greatly appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate the chance.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it was great to have you
on. Dexter Soft Shells.
Okay, everybody enjoy soft crabs.
Uh-huh. Everybody, I know everybody's thinking about it now, Rick.
I think my favorite crab eaters of all time are a bunch of Spaniards. Some years ago, Jorge Ordóñez, a wine importer, came to town with three different Spanish winemakers and asked me to show them what was great food-wise in Maryland. And we went to a great big crab house, and you've never seen so many people so excited to smash the bejesus out of crabs. They were given the hammers and bibs, and these guys went nuts and went through a bushel of crabs in maybe 20 minutes, hard crabs, and no idea how to do it. Didn't really care for lessons because they've been eating plenty of seafood their whole lives.
Yes.
You know, did it instinctively, blew through the bushel, got another one on the way, and in the meantime ate two dozen, you know, fried soft crabs and crab fluff, and had a bunch of crab and corn soup. And the entire time, everyone in the restaurant is looking at them because, of course, they brought a bunch of Spanish white wine to go with the crabs. They certainly had no interest in, cerveza for the crabs in the crab house. And so these guys are drinking. I would say my pick for your soft crabs will be the grape Godello, which you see from northwest Spain. If you are going to be that fussy person and drink wine instead of
why not?
Instead of local beer with your crabs.
There's nothing wrong with drinking wine with soft shells, right?
Not at
Rick?
All.
Thanks for listening to our live edition of Foreman Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And we'll see you next Sunday.